Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Have you ever been ghosted by someone and it's really impacted your self-esteem? Well, today we're going to talk about how you can work through this. And if you stay until the end, I've got an extra special point for you then. Now, what we need to do, first of all, is talk about what we mean by ghosting. Ghosting is when you're talking to someone, usually this refers to a romantic setting like dating or seeing someone, maybe even in a bit of a relationship, but it can refer to any type of relationship. It can be referred to in sales as well. I've certainly been ghosted many times. Yet the kind of situation and the attachment you've got to the other person or the situation is obviously going to impact how you feel about being ghosted, right? If you're really into someone and it was a romantic setting and they suddenly just went off the face of the earth, that's going to really hurt you. If you're in a sales capacity and it was someone who just went quiet on you after you had given a good presentation or something, you felt you had a good conversation. Obviously, you didn't, because else they wouldn't have ghosted you. That's probably not going to hurt as much. And if it kept happening, obviously, it would probably hurt a little bit more. I wanted to talk on this because I was just thinking about this, and it's happened to me in my life. And I remember having a conversation with my therapist about it. And I thought it's really important to share, because in this day and age, self-esteem is a really big challenge, right? And self-esteem is the relationship we have with ourselves. And when someone we're looking for validation from or we like goes quiet on us, that can really impact how we feel about us. We take it personally about us when actually it's not. Now, for me, I've had this happen to me, like in sort of like job interview, going for job interviews, friendships now and then when I was younger, and yeah, in the dating world, right? Just absolutely ghosted. Sometimes they had the courage to tell me they weren't interested. Sometimes they didn't, right? And then I realized I'm not going to sit here and be any angel. In my earlier 20s, I did this as well. Like, maybe I went on a date with a girl and then I went a bit quiet. And that was me being a coward. I've got to be honest and truthful. And I think many people do it. Now, there's different types of ghosting, right? Someone might just be in a relationship and completely disappear off the face of the earth. But I want to kind of address it on a general thing. And when I realized I had done it, I had to go and make amends. I was like, I'm so sorry. That was really disrespectful for me. The honest truth was I just wasn't quite feeling it. And therefore, I just went quiet rather than confronting having an open conversation. And I had appreciation back. Right? I've done that before. But I've had it happen to me. And I really wanted to talk about it today. Because maybe, and if you've been guilty of doing it yourself, you know, the past of the past, learn from it, but just be more aware of behavior, like I'm being more aware. And when someone's doing it to you, realize it's not about you, it's them, right? And they're not the right person for you if they're ghosting you, okay? Now, why do we do this? It is, and this is my honest view on it, a lack of courage to say what we're really feeling or thinking. It's a lack of courage. Like the person doesn't want to confront the fact they're going to have a difficult conversation. That's what it is, right? And therefore they go quiet. And if someone ghosts you, they're not right for you in your life, okay? Now, how is it helping you by perhaps putting up with it and going for it again and it really impacting your self-esteem? Well, if you're like me, I got seriously down when I've been ghosted in all sorts of different situations, personal and professional, right? However, when I started to train myself on my self-esteem more, it doesn't mean like when someone goes quiet on you that maybe you liked or whatever, then it's not going to hurt, but you're certainly going to be able to bounce back a lot better and probably brush it off a lot quicker than if you had a lack of self-esteem and you were relying on that external validation. So I want to go through some tips now that really helped me personally in this area. And again, like, I want to emphasize this, like, we're going to have tough times in life. Like, I've had them in the last year. And when you have a tough time, yeah, it might take a bit more recovery. Reach out to other people and don't necessarily expect to be on top of everything. And that's okay, right? When something tough happens, but keep consistency with the things you can, even if they're smaller, especially your self-love and your self-esteem. Make sure you keep consistently. Even that's just saying, I love you to yourself in the mirror every day. So the first point I want to share that's really helped me is proactively train yourself for internal validation. Like I said, tell yourself you love you in the mirror. Give yourself a hug. Give yourself a date night a week. Take yourself out for a date. Say kind things to yourself. Just, I've got plenty of episodes on self-esteem that you can look up and ways to do. And, you know, if you want to, please reach out to me. It's going to be what works for one person to build their self-esteem doesn't necessarily work for another. And that's why I work one-on-one with people, or I've worked one-on-one to really tailor it to them. But yeah, look up ways that could give you that internal validation yourself. The second one, listen to someone who's got good self-esteem as much as you can. Someone who's not arrogant, not cocky, someone who genuinely loves themselves or who they are, because that's going to rub off on you. Listen to a podcast, listen to an audiobook. I listen to some audiobooks on repeat just so it drills into my head the messages they're sharing, right? Listen to someone with genuinely good or great self-esteem, so then it can start rubbing off in you as well. The third thing, and so the first two are really kind of more the proactive things so that you've got the better self-esteem in the first place. And when's a good starting time? Well, 20 years ago, when's a better starting time? Right now, and that's your choice, right? Okay, so the third and fourth one are more kind of responses to when it's when perhaps you've been ghosted and it's impacting you, right? You may be in this situation right now, or it might be in the future. So you might want to come back to this. And obviously, if it's in the future, hopefully you'd be doing the proactive things. Well, I'm sure you would do. You wouldn't just listen to this, get inspired, and then not take any action, would you? No. Right. So the third one, ask yourself, have I done what I can in terms of everything, right? I've been in situations when, honestly, I was just being flaky with my text messages. Right. Forgive yourself for what you've done in the past, but think, what can you do right now? If you've messaged the person, whether it is dating or personal or whatever, or followed up enough and you're not getting any responses, then you've done what you can. Right. Just ask yourself that question. Have I done what I can? Because you can't control anything else. And then the fourth one, talk to someone about it. It can be such a painful experience to just keep things bottled up to yourself. As a guy, I've been guilty of this so many times, right? You've got to share with other people, right? Pick the right people, of course. That may be a professional, might be people close to you. Like, I've had coaches, therapists, all kind of things, people that I've shared with. But also there's people I trust in my life to talk with. My great accountability partner, Nick. Like, I talk to him about a lot of things. He's a great guy. And I help him with his accountability. So have someone to talk to about this as well. Have someone you can talk to and be comfortable in talking to, because when you can air it, it's going to be a lot better than trapped in your head. Even sometimes I'll do a voice note if I can't reach the person. That can really help. Okay, so those are my main points. Now, my fifth one is really, it's another proactive one. And this bonus one is write for 5 minutes a day for a week. I've given this exercise before, but I'll give it again just in case you've not done it or you've not heard me before. 5 minutes a day, write everything great about you, no matter how small. Like, you could have got up on time today. You could have had a cold shower. You could have exercised today. Think of like the last 24 hours if you're really stuck, and then keep repeating this every single day for 5 minutes a day, because what that does, it trains your mind to remember and therefore rewire for all the great stuff about you. And then it will naturally keep searching when you've done this for a week. But you've got to be consistent. Not 4 days, not 5 days, not 6 days, 7 days. Do this for 7 days straight. Okay, so that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.